Satanic International Network. You're listening to the U.
Upon decaying every foul wicked spirit in the host, the ooze.
20 minutes, dead or alive, on the ooze, right now.
On the ooze, it's gonna fucking rock. Be there.
They kind of missed the whole point.
To really tap into the adversarial current
necessitates a certain fortitude.
Now onto our show.
All right, it is that time, and you're listening to the Ooze Outbreak Edition. TC, what's going on tonight, man?
What's up? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Just kind of chilling out. The last day of my little internet auction ended at midnight last night, and I'm happy to report that thanks to the Ooze listeners and fans, we ended up selling enough stuff to pay for the Ooze through the end of the year. So all that's been taken care of. We're just waiting for the money to come in and process that, and we can kind of sit back and do this thing on the money on the fans that we have. So I want to say thanks to our fan base.
Oh, absolutely. I was actually quite impressed because I thought of being a silent auction, I didn't really get any idea of who was bidding or whatever, but I saw a couple people putting their bids right out there in public, so.
Right on.
Go ahead. I thought that was a very cool thing, man.
Yeah, I thought it was cool that, you know, the show support and everything else. I mean, you know, the stuff that I was selling, some of the stuff is nice, some of the stuff is kind of like, okay, you know, it's just stuff. But the money, you know, you get a little something for your for the donation, and the money helps us keep this thing going. And so it's very cool that people wanted to get involved in that. So what's been going on with you?
Well, actually, drawing some pictures, been doing a lot of writing and researching. I'm trying to put together a bibliography, I'm trying to put together a lexicon, I'm trying to coordinate all these things. On top of that, well, you know, I got other stuff I'm trying to learn to do, too, so I'm
right
just trying to keep the ball in motion, man, you know.
Right on. Well, you've been doing the silent auction thing really got me going on just how much stuff I have laying around, you know, books that I haven't cracked open for years, you know, little knickknacks and everything else that I have that, you know, that they just sit there, you know, they're just gathering dust and everything, and it's just taking up space. So we've been on the whole thinning out kick for the last couple of weeks now, and just, you know, getting rid of some stuff. So I got a whole bunch of stuff on eBay and everything being auctioned and everything, and that's been taking up a lot of time because, you know, it's an involved process with so much stuff. I think I got like 51 auctions going right now. So kind of ridiculous. But that and tattooing and just hanging out with the kids. My 11-year-old flies back to Indiana August 17th, so we're trying to get in as much play time as possible and getting ready for school. So that's what they're getting ready to do.
Right on. Well, my son actually, tomorrow is his first day of preschool, dude, if you can imagine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excited about that?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, I won't be there to see him off, but, yeah, I'm definitely pumped up about it. I think I think we've done a good job. I think he's going to do well. Only thing I'm really kind of concerned about is he's got my temperament and her fuse, so it's not a good combination there, but I think ultimately, you know, it'll pan out to be good for him once he figures out what the rules are.
Right on. Well, I guess speaking of rules and whether or not all that pans out, our topic tonight is anonymous. The internet, I don't want to say organization. I don't know what to call it. It's a movement. It's a meme or something like that. It's a collaborative effort that's internet based. It's organized through the internet. And it started on 4chan image boards, and basically it's a group of people who coordinate their efforts and make things happen. They right some wrongs, they do some crazy shit. There's always a little bit of humor involved in what it is they got going on. And kind of along the lines of some of the stuff we've been talking about doing.
Right.
And lately, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to comment real quick, man. I think it goes beyond being a Memplex. This is, as I've been talking over the past few years, especially with you, this is a perfect example of what I consider to be a real possession with real spirit. You know, that's what this is. The spirit of this thing is coming to life, so.
Right. And it's starting to take shape, and while it started on the internet, there's a call coming from these people that are involved in this to move it kind of not just on the internet. The internet, I'm sure, will always be the primary method or primary forum for organization in Anonymous, but they seem to be moving it off the net. They're calling for people to start doing things in the real world. But there's some controversy there, too, as to who's actually making that call and what's going on there. And they've been in the news here lately, the last year or so. I guess there was some issue with Sony, their online gaming forum or whatever, online gaming situation at Sony, that supposedly this was hacked. This was DDoS, messed with or whatever. And Anonymous was either taking the blame or being blamed or something like that. And I've seen a video where, somebody claiming to represent Anonymous says that they did not have anything to do with that. I've seen other information saying that they did have something to do with that. And what's quirky about this group is that since they are decentralized, since all you have to do, basically, to be a member of Anonymous is participate on the internet and keep your identity a secret, anybody can claim to be Anonymous and act on behalf of Anonymous.
I got a little bit to say on that. I mean, the thing about Anonymous that makes it most valuable is that it isn't actually an organization at all. It doesn't exist. It's a phantom. It's an idea. It's not a set of people. It's an idea that is holding a set of people. Or held by.
Right. Go ahead.
Yeah. Or held by a set of people, however you want to phrase it, but it both mean the same thing.
Right, and what I've seen happening here is if you step up and you claim to act on behalf of Anonymous, if you claim to act in the spirit of this idea, and your actions are not in line with what a number of other members of Anonymous or a number of other people acting on in that idea, what they think is should be correct or should be done, well then they will step up to take action against you. And this is something we see going on. I think the primary players in this are two different forums. There's the one of the forums is whatis-theplan.org, and that's a kind of newer forum. They kicked off their thing this year. I think it was this year or last year. Excuse me a second. So it was this year or that last year, they got this three-part plan, and they're the ones calling for more of a social kind of movement. They're actually kind of, trying to get people to, get involved in communicating different issues with the government, different issues with corporations and everything. They got that thing going on. And then there's this other group, this older group that deals primarily with issues they see with the Church of Scientology. And that organization or that particular forum where they talk is whyweprotest.net. So you've got these two competing forums, basically, where there's some back and forth. And sometimes it seems like everything's hunky-dory, that they're getting along, and that's, that they agree with each other's agenda. And then, of course, I'm sure sometimes you've got, people who are acting on those different forums' behalf calling out the other one. So kind of weird what we're seeing going on with Anonymous right now.
Yeah, and what's amazing to me is that even those folks are really, they're endowed with the right idea, they still don't get that you know, it's not, you know, their say how that other group acts. I mean, if you want to be against some kind of censorship, which is seems to be the primary purpose of Anonymous at this point, at least in my opinion. I mean, all of the things that I've seen them stick up for, you know, that hacking incident, the whatever, I think he was a Marine, maybe, the Brad, whatever his name is. I'm trying to remember what his name is. The guy they've got imprisoned right now for leaking information.
Right, right. I'm not sure the name is, but he sold a bunch of stuff to WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the WikiLeaks thing, that's it. That's exactly what I'm talking about. It's just crazy because in this kind of thing, if you want to have a decentralized organization, you have to expect that each collective of people may develop a different agenda, but as long as the overall purpose is the same, I don't see what's the difficulty. That's just embracing our diversity. You know,
right? And it's a methodology, is what it is. It's, you know, we're going to coordinate our efforts through the internet. We're going to keep our identity secret, and we're going to use the tools we have available to us as an internet community. You know, activism and things like that, to right whatever wrongs we feel are there, or to take on whatever organizations that we oppose. That seems to be the Anonymous shtick. Initially, it started out on 4chan, from what I understand, and I've known, you know, ever since 4chan was an image board. You know, it's a place where you go to see, you know, collections of different little, you know, anime and weird stuff like that. 4chan it has all kinds of people involved in it, and they seem to, over time, just develop their own little community who just kind of watched over what was going on there, what was going on other boards. And if you did something on the internet, like there was an incident on DeviantArt where this woman was she's a fairly handy artist. She's a pretty good artist, but her selling point, and this should be familiar to folks of this show, her selling point is her sexuality. So while she might have had, you know, she has some talent, okay, she has some skill as an artist. But really what she was selling was her own, you know, that she looked hot on camera, okay? She had nice tits, she had a nice ass and everything else. And part of her deal was that she was going to these different forums and everything else and posting images of herself, and then she's saying that she's basing a lot of her artwork on her own body, okay? So this attracted a lot of attention. Well, when word got out that not only were the some of the artwork that she was pushing not hers, it was not necessarily her artwork, but also that the images she was using to represent herself were not necessarily her as well. That there was, you know, they knew the model who was actually involved in the photo shoot that she was using and everything. She started to catch hell, and since 4chan, this image board, had kind of, I don't know if they supported her at some point or whatever, they tore her new ass. They chased her down in every forum, every website that she, you know, was involved in. They, you know, they screwed up her accounts. They messed with her, you know, messed with her online access and everything. And caused her to really scale back what she had going on. So that was kind of 4chan's thing, though, which is any random, any random issue that they thought was, you know, that they took a beef with, they did something about. And from what I understand, the folks there on 4chan who are all already kind of conglomerating around this idea of Anonymous, this image they had, this idea of a vigilante kind of presence on the internet. What was going on with that, as that was going on, the Church of Scientology was actually going after these other websites, other forums, these blogs and everything else. They were putting out factual data about the Church of Scientology. They were bringing into question their practices, their beliefs, you know, deaths that had occurred through these practices related to the Church of Scientology, kinky kind of tax situations, tax evasion, whether or not they should be listed as a religion, because it's a religion owned by a corporation, things like that. And the Church of Scientology was using some of these methods that we are familiar with 4chan to go after these different websites. They were, you know, doing this it's called a distributed denial of service attack. So you're, you know, you're uploading viruses and stuff to people's websites. They're also pushing for legal action. You know, they're suing these different websites for libel and slander and things like that. And then the members of this of the Church of Scientology were actually going to these, they finding out who these people were, you know, whoever posted this information, and going after them and harassing them in the real world. And these guys rose up out of 4chan or whatever, called themselves Anonymous, and have gone after the Church of Scientology, gone after them in all these things. And it's kind of expanded from there.
Yeah, I personally, I think it's the greatest thing I've seen. It's weird, because I think about this back about 2 years ago when I came across this weird video of this guy in a suit with the, you know, red tie, and he had the Guy Fawkes mask on, and it had like almost a business style, you know, haircut. I would almost say, what the hell is his name, Christian Bale, you know, that type of hair, that thick but straight hair. And then there was this computerized voice, and it was, you know, they were going on. I don't remember what the overall message of it was, but I remember saying that's a, you know, really cool idea. It's just a joke. And here we are now sitting here, what, two years later, and I'm going, holy shit, you know, that wasn't a joke. And I don't even really know how I stumbled on the video. Most likely somebody that I, you know, I'm friends with liked it, and I saw it come up in the queue, and that was what happened. But it's just really odd how it's all kind of unfolded.
Well, I think for people like us, we're drawn to this kind of thing, you know, the idea that there's, you know, that we're being oppressed in some way, we're being lied to, that we're being, the system is slanted against us. And that there's a tool, there's a process, there's a methodology that can be used to strike back, not only at the system or whatever, but also to make other people aware of what's going on, you know, to increase the number of people who have that awareness, who have that concern, the same concerns that we have. And, I mean, the other thing is they do it with style, typically. When Anonymous goes out and does something, they try to have some humor involved. They try to make sure that it's, you know, that it's funny, that it's entertaining. That, you know, that's not just, you know, it's not just a cold attack on somebody, but there's actually some fun going on. And they also try to stick to the facts. They want to make sure that when they go out and say something, and this is especially something I've seen recently with their postings on YouTube and things like that, is that they want to make sure that they're not just blowing smoke up people's asses. They want to be able to show, here's the data, here are the documents, here's the proof that establishes that this kind of thing is going on. And whether it's the Church of Scientology, whether it's, you know, the different governments that are the way they've handled the whole WikiLeaks situation, you know, all these different things that they've gone after. And now what they're talking about, at least what one part of this thing called Anonymous, or a way that it's being used, let's put it that way, the way that Anonymous is being used now is to try to encourage people to participate in this plan that they've got on this this forum. Again, it's whatis-theplan.org or something like that. That they want people to educate themselves, to try to be as independent as possible, as self-managing as possible. They want them to, you know, have as little dependence on the system as possible. They're talking about, you know, everything from growing your own food and being prepared for, you know, a major emergency, to finding ways of, you know, to take care of yourself, you know, survival skills and everything else. And then the second part of the plan has to do with educating people about what's going on, about what we're seeing as far as, you know, corporations and what governments are doing to make sure that, you know, it's not just that you don't want to get your information directly from the media, that you actually want to do some research, you want to do some digging, and you want to have some awareness of what it is that seems to be happening. And then the third step has to do with organized protests. From what I've seen in the forums that I've been involved in, I see a lot of talk about getting together and showing up in mass. And that's all they necessarily want to do, is just show up in mass, a whole bunch of people in the Guy Fawkes masks or whatever, which is relatively new to the whole Anonymous thing, the Guy Fawkes thing, compared to what they were doing in the past. But they show up in the Guy Fawkes masks, and then they're just there. Okay. The forum I was involved in, I actually pointed out, you know, here's these things. They're talking about getting together here in Austin, Texas. And I said, here are these things going in Austin, Texas, that we could actually, you know, we should raise some awareness about. Like, we've got, There's a 1 in 20 chance, or the it's 20 times more likely that a minority in Austin, Texas, will have their car searched over a standard, just a regular pullover, than a white person. Or like there's, if you're a minority involved in a, if you're a minority, you're more likely, you're 10 times likely to be involved in a police-involved shooting here in Austin, Texas. There's, you know, there's a bunch of hinky-winky things going on here in Austin, Texas. $25 million being put towards the F1 track here in Austin. They're building an F1 racetrack, and there's all these people that have no money for homes and things like that. There's all these other things going on. And instead of taking that money to do something, you know, to help the people that are hurting now, they're helping, you know, Formula One. So I pointed out that there are these things we should be talking about. Maybe this is what we should consider raising awareness about, and that didn't seem to be the focus in the forum I was in. It seemed to be more about just appearing there at the Capitol building in your Guy Fawkes mask and going, yeah, we, you know, down with the system or whatever, and not a lot going on behind it.
Right on. Well, see, there's a couple of things here, man. I mean, first, just the fact that they're amassing a fair amount of people is a good thing. But they will need more, and this is what I think is still going on, is there's not a very well-developed set of leaders, if you know what I mean. You know, there's got to be a dark horse. There's got to be somebody who's, you know, got the ultimate idea. And then from there, you know, you have to rally for support. This is something that I saw earlier in some of the stuff that I was researching on this. They actually, from my understanding, in one of these forums, and I think it's the whatis-theplan.org, but they actually vote for what missions, they have to argue for what missions they what targets should come up. And then from there, they actually vote on doing a mission. So it's more of a developed process, of like democracy. And there's just not enough people who've come up with enough brilliant ideas yet for them to, you know, really make these kind of things happen on a lower level. I mean, how many people are really going to gather in Austin, Texas? A couple hundred? A thousand, maybe? This idea itself doesn't have the kind of momentum physically yet that it needs to really tactically do these things. So it's important at this point just to show numbers, because most of these stupid monkeys out here, man, all they want to do is what everybody else is doing. You get what I'm saying?
Right, right. And that seems to be the issue that this particular forum has, is that it has a lot of trend followers involved and not a lot of idea people. And I know what you're saying, that with Anonymous, and this is something else I read, there was somebody else talking about this, some a guy in England who had been a participant, who has his own type of a more surgical strike type of internet thing going on, but not, they're like Anonymous. I forget exactly what I was reading. But anyways, he pointed out that Anonymous moves kind of slowly, because it isn't just necessarily about having a leader step up and go, okay, Anonymous is going to do this. If you or I wanted to get involved in this forum, wanted to get involved in this movement, that we had something that bothered us, okay, whatever, a corporation, a city government, whatever. We had something that was bothering us. We would participate in one of these forums and start talking about how, you know, this is what's going on, and we should take steps to deal with this. Here's their internet resources. Here's their website. Here's where, you know, here's where their actual physical structures are at and what they've got going on. And my plan is to show up at the Capitol building on this particular date. I think this is one of the things they're talking about in this forum, the whatistheplan.org.
Yeah.
They're talking about the showing up and just being there. But with the older movements, with the older operations, there was a focus. There was a point they were trying to make. It wasn't just, and it's what's going on now, from what I'm seeing, seems to be this kind of loose idea that just by being present, people are going to become more aware of Anonymous as a movement and maybe get engaged, instead of, you know, seeing that Anonymous, and this is something that's coming up, this thing in Austin, Texas. So, and if you think about it this way, I know what you're saying, man. It might not be 200 or 300 people, but if you have a dozen people out on the steps of the Congress building wearing Guy Fawkes masks and holding up signs, you know, anonymous or whatever, the news media is going to come out and check it out. People are going to come by and ask. They're going to go, "There, what's going on?" And, you know, when they go, you know, "We're protesting the tyranny of the U.S. system of government," or whatever, well, what does that mean, buddy? What are you talking about? Do you got an alternative? There's something you're for? What are you doing? And I'm just not seeing that from this other movement, which is why I think they're catching shit from these other forums that call themselves anonymous or call themselves part of the whole anonymous process, the anonymous methodology. It's because these other movements, these other efforts, despite being kind of ponderous and slow moving, are a little more, they're still a little more focused, they're a little more intentional.
Right. Well, what I think is interesting is I believe just this show of numbers that they're doing, this gathering of rallying of support, it's very tactical. It is the video I was watching earlier, the one I started talking to you about. Anybody who's listening to the archive or listening to the show live right now can go to YouTube and just type in, "What are we capable of?" Anonymous, and then right there, there's a video about 15 minutes and 55 seconds long, and it really goes through and kind of explains some things, and it does it also by using what I like to call buzzwords, the words that give you enough information to know what's going on without breaking out some huge explanation to it. One of these sets is an actual quote from Sun Tzu about winning a war without even actually fighting. This kind of thing is done by gaining the morale of the country that you're trying to take occupancy of, and, you know, getting them on your side. So I think that this is part of the three stages that they've been outlining recently in their videos.
Right, right, and I see that just coming out in numbers, coming out in droves, and going, you know, "We are anonymous and we're watching," you know, their byline, you know, is "We are anonymous, we are legion, we do not forgive, we do not forget, expect us." So just stepping up and showing that there's this presence has some impact, has some force to it. But again, and I'm thinking about the different things I've heard between one group calling themselves anonymous and another group calling themselves anonymous. I'm all for it, man. I'm all for the idea of, you know, getting out there and calling attention to the fact that there are things wrong with our system. There are things wrong with our value structures and the way we do things, the way things are being run or being handled. There are things that, you know, could be better. And that we need to make people more aware of things and less complacent. So maybe it's just my personal opinion, you know, that kind of thing. That I would like to see a more structured, more focused effort. You know, even if it's five guys in Austin, Texas, who go, "You know what we got going on here with the APD is wrong. So we're going to put on our Guy Fawkes mask. We're going to come out with signs and say specifically, you know, the APD needs to be reined in. That, you know, police brutality won't be tolerated. That discrimination or police officers won't be tolerated." Whatever.
Right.
Just showing that they actually have some sort of agenda. They have some sort of idea. And that's what's neat about Anonymous. It is. It's not, like you said, it's not an organization. It's not. There's no central structure that's saying from on high it has to be done this way or not done this way. So, you know, here I am talking about this. If I'm really, you know, if I'm really that gung ho about it, well, what I'll do is I'll go, you know, "We're going to be there as part of this protest. And I'm going to get four or five of my people together or whatever, and we're going to get the Guy Fawkes mask and the suits, and we'll be down there with the very signs I'm talking about."
Right.
So, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, the strength of Anonymous is the same as the strength of the Order of Nine Angles, and that is that anybody can pick up the banner or the idea and start up their own cell or nexus. Anybody can do that. That was one of the strengths I think that Celtic tribes had, and why they were such a fucking pain in the ass for the Roman Empire. Because they weren't centralized at all. Anybody could pick up that flag and fight for them. I mean, of course, it was all you know, all people of one heritage in that particular case, but the fact that it was kind of guerrilla warfare made it a very effective type of fighting. It's still true to this day. Anything that's overly organized has just pointed to its own weakness, and that's the fact that it's overly organized.
Right, and that's one of the other strengths of this movement, is that it's taking, first of all, they encourage civil disobedience. They're not encouraging violence. They're not encouraging, you know, harming people. They tend to try to, you know, they strike at structures. They strike at organizations and institutions. Unless the individual has come to represent an institution, they tend not to go after individuals per se. As a matter of fact, they do more to defend individuals. And the big thing for them, again, is internet censorship. That seems to be where their heart and soul is at, okay? Like, with they want to make sure that, you know, you can download your shit for free on MP3s and everything else, and stuff like that. And I used to have a particularly negative opinion about that. Started to come around on that, but it's because I made a shitload of money recently on digital downloads. But anyways, the whole thing with Anonymous is that, you know, they're since it is decentralized, just like you're saying, anybody can pick up that banner. It also means, though, that if somebody tries to, you know, negotiate with Anonymous, nobody can negotiate on Anonymous's behalf. And what's cool about this movement versus other movements in the past, there's nobody actually stepping up and trying to say that they represent Anonymous and they can negotiate on Anonymous's behalf. It's straight up, you know, right out of the gate. It's, you know, there's no one person, there's nobody you can talk to, there's nobody you can deal with. You just put the message out there that, you know, you don't want to be messed with anymore. I think one of the Tea Parties recently was actually messed with by Anonymous, and what they did to get Anonymous to back off was, you know, they let the shit go down, and then they finally said, look, you know, we applaud your methods, we applaud what you got going on, you've taught us a lot, and we see where we're going wrong and everything else. And, you know, thank you for, you know, for taking the time to set us straight or whatever, or at least to show us what, you know, what we can be doing better. And Anonymous backed off this this Tea Party. So, go ahead.
Oh, I mean, to me, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. There's no way that Anonymous can overstep their bounds, because there's no one particular person who is, you know, being greedy in the situation. It's a group of people discussing the benefit of it. And as long as it continues to happen in that manner, I think they'll be successful. I think they'll reach their one-year marker.
Right. And, yeah, and definitely the cool vibe is that, yeah, you're all the same. There's nobody doing this for glory. There's nobody doing this for pride or fame. There's nobody bragging about this. Because the minute that you go ahead and say, yeah, I was part of the group that did that, you know, and my name's Jason Sorrell, and I helped make that happen, well, you're not Anonymous anymore. You know, just by definition of the term, you're not Anonymous anymore. So you're out. So you're not, so, you know, that guy doesn't represent us because you know who he is. We're already about 30 minutes into the show, actually a little bit more than 30 minutes into the show. I want to throw the number out there real quick, 347-989-1371. If you got some thoughts or ideas on Anonymous, on the movement, if you got some insight as to what they've got going on, or if you want to talk about this kind of this pissing contest that's going on between the older Anonymous movements like whywefight.net, or, you know, this newer thing, what is the plan, or what is -theplan.org, give us a call, 347-989-1371. So.
I was going to say I really hope that they're successful in what they do here, because if Anonymous fails, if you know, organized protests in this fashion fails, the next resort, well, you know, it's going to be worse than any war we've ever seen. And will probably be global. So.
Right. No, I agree with that. If this kind of thing gets taken down, this is the upshot of all that. Anonymous is one movement of many. that are using these kinds of tactics now to change society, quite frankly, that to engage the system in a way that really it hasn't been engaged before. It used to be, you know, if you wanted to change things or whatever, well, yeah, you might go to war and everything, but you're not planning on being at this for years. You're not planning on, you're going to, you know, make the change that you need to make. You get whatever tyrannical government to back off, and that's it. Or you die trying, whatever. This kind of social engineering project, if Anonymous fails, and Anonymous, you know, very well could fail, given that they're such the big target right now. I mean, they're the ones that they're out front where everybody can see them. Even though, you know, it's a ghost, you know, it's still. As a matter of fact, the Church of Scientology kind of struck back, from what I understand, at Anonymous for their activities, according to, again, this is coming from a biased source, from the folks that support the Anonymous idea. Apparently, like I said, Anonymous tends to focus on institutions and organizations. They're trying to right social injustice. They're focused on censorship. They're focused on corporate ownership of things and you know, companies doing, you know, screwing over their customers, things like that. Supposedly, some organization or some websites that catered to people with epilepsy were hacked, and this hacking was traced to Anonymous. And of course, what they did was, on these websites for these people that have epilepsy, whoever the hackers were, they put in strobe effects and bright colors and everything else, trying to get epileptic visitors to these sites to have severe migraines or to have epileptic seizures, that kind of thing, okay? People have come out on behalf of Anonymous and said that wasn't us, that more than likely that was the Church of Scientology trying to discredit Anonymous. And there was some whole big thing back in the 1970s where the Church of Scientology had done this kind of false flag operation where they were trying to smear the good name of an author who'd come out and written against the Church of Scientology. So that idea that the Church of Scientology would pretend to be Anonymous and do something, you know, blatantly destructive versus, you know, trying to right some social injustice is not that far out.
No, it's not that far out at all. I mean, right now I live in the same city that is the headquarters of Scientology, Clearwater, Florida. I can tell you that things that have happened here suggest that they're willing to play dirty. I mean, there was just the whole scenario with that girl in the doctor's office back in the 80s. I don't know if you remember all of that. There was a lot of local political bullshit that happened after that as a result of that whole situation. The community reacted one way and tactics were taken. And what we actually see now is kind of a shell in the downtown Clearwater area. All of the businesses that are there are Scientology run for the most part.
Right, and it's called their fair game policy, or at least that was, and that was the official policy of the Church of Scientology, that at one point, L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of the Church of Scientology, was telling Scientologists that, hey, anybody that speaks out against Scientology, anybody that appears to be an enemy of Scientology, they are fair game, and that you can use any means necessary to silence them, basically. And he retracted that policy officially at some point, but apparently it's ongoing. And I know that Anonymous protesters, even here in Austin, have, you know, there's a nice building on the drag right from UT campus that's, you know, the Church of Scientology. And Anonymous protesters have been out there in the Guy Fawkes masks doing their thing, just holding up signs. They're on the sidewalk just holding up signs as people walk by so that, you know, they get, you know, they're like, Google this person's name. And this person was some woman that died as a result of treatments from the Church of Scientology or whatever. And that these people would, you know, they were followed home. They were harassed by, you know, Scientologists. That this fair game policy, it continues. And I mean, this is the risk that Anonymous is taking. Now, if Anonymous were to collapse, if the idea of I'm going to call myself anonymous and I'm going to put on a guy box mask and I'm going to go out and do this, you know, these activities, if that idea loses its momentum and people go, you know what, that's just not the way to go anymore and I'm not buying into that bullshit or whatever, or however it falls apart, if the United States were suddenly making it illegal for you to do those kinds of things or crack down on every person calling themselves anonymous, which I don't see that being likely, well, then other organizations would step up and fill the void, because it's not one, you know, it's not one person, it's not one group, it's not one movement, it's a collective. This internet consciousness that we got going on. So, like, you know, if Anonymous stopped doing it, I already see the ONA kind of picking up on that thread, at least some of the nexuses that we've seen. They're kind of picking up on that thread, and they're making the same call that people need to, first of all, prepare themselves, you know, make sure that they're self-sufficient as much as possible. They need to educate those around them. They need to, you know, engage people in conversations. Let them know what's going on. Let them know, you know, where other sources of information can be found. And then they need to go out and protest. Now, the ONA is a little more hardcore than Anonymous. You know, they're talking about everything from activism to, you know, violent riots, basically, which, I mean, you do what you got to do. But if Anonymous were to fail, if the movement or ideology were to fail, and the reason they use the Guy Box mask, because, you know, V for Vendetta, ideas are bulletproof, so I don't see it failing. I don't see it going away anytime soon. But if it were to somehow collapse, well, then other organizations, I think, would step in and fill that void.
Right. Well, you know, my whole reason for pointing that out in the first place was just kind of get people thinking that maybe they could be proactive instead. They didn't need to put the Guy Fox mask on or even raise the Anonymous flag. You can consciously participate in boycotts and you know, make people aware of things that are going on. And you know, if you put down the idea that you have to convince the person across from you to agree with you, and rather just give them the same information that convinced you, more than likely, you know, you're going to win minds that way. So that's kind of what I was just putting out there, is that people should be proactive. We should be taking advantage of this beginning sway with the pendulum, because it could very well, you know, make all the difference in your kid's life.
Right. I think that's the important thing, is that there's people out there that are thinking about the future. They're thinking about how, you know, they know that there are other people out there thinking about the future right now who are not concerned about you or I's future. They're concerned about their bottom line. They're concerned about their power base. They're concerned about things like that. They're not concerned about what type of world is my kid going to be in. They're concerned about, you know, their whatever little bit of political influence they have, and making sure that they maintain that. So, yeah, it's people like you and I. It's people like the people listening to the news. It's people like people who, you know, go onto these forums and research these different things on Anonymous or the ONA or whatever, that are actually going to have to step up and make a difference. It's our complacency, and it's been encouraged in us in our society by the system. It's our complacency and apathy that's going to be the thing that dooms us. That's the thing that's going to kill us. It's not going to be the bullets from the police state when it comes down. It's not going to be the laws that are put in place. It's going to be that complacent attitude that makes you think, you know, what can I do about it? What possibly can I do about it? I can't do anything. Well, that's not true. These folks, you know, in Anonymous or whatever, these people that are engaged in this kind of thing, they're showing through their efforts that you can do something. You can have an impact.
All right. It just takes a want to do that. And like I was saying, man, you don't even have to be hostile about it. Although sometimes that's necessary. For the most part, if you just give other people the right information, they'll make a good choice.
Right. And that's the thing that's going on also with, you know, these systems that have been in place, that have been put in place, these different values, these different behavioral standards that have been put in place. You can use those things to your advantage. You can take advantage of that system and be in a situation where, you know, hey, I'm just out here, you know, I just happen to be, you know, wearing, you know, holding up my flag, wearing this, you know, holding up this sign. I'm on a public sidewalk. I'm not doing anything. Other than making my voice heard, and I have the right to do that until you take that right away. And then, of course, when you know, if you do get arrested doing something like that, well, then there's even more attention, attracted to it. So it's just a matter of standing up. And I think that's what the new movement, the new operation that they're talking about. Like I said, this thing is happening in Austin. They're organizing in other states and other cities and everything else. That's their thing, is just standing up. But again, I'd like, personally, I'd like to see more of an agenda behind it. But, yeah, I understand where you were coming from, too, that just being present, just showing some numbers and make people aware that, there's an alternate source out there, there's an alternate channel for information, is a good thing.
Right. Well, that presence in itself gives the body wielding it, a little bit of impressionability. If I write a letter right now to Chase Manhattan and I say, hey, last year you charged me over $5,000 in fucking overdraft fees. I'm going to make your company pay for this. And you were robbing me, they can just chuckle at me, go away. We were within our right to do it, even if they weren't. Some banks are funny math, but this, just as an illustration. But if they think that you have people behind you, if they think that there's enough of an impact that's going to happen, they're more likely to stop and take a look at why it is that you're, why it is that you're bitching or complaining.
Right, especially if they think, that you four or five, guys standing out in front of their bank with a Guy Fawkes mask on are associated with this larger type of movement that, that might render their operating systems, their computer systems inoperable, that might screw with their data and everything. Yeah, you don't want to be in that situation. So they might be willing to negotiate after that. Exactly.
And so the idea itself, and what I'm suggesting is that, you don't have to officially join their order. You can, you and your four or five buddies grab your Guy Fawkes mask and go down to the City Hall and protest the fact that, the full nudity is not legal anymore, or whatever it is that you think is infringing your rights as a human being, and, make them listen to you.
Right. I think that's the point of, that's the point of Anonymous. I think that's the point of the ONA. I think that's the point of, the Ooze, a lot of different organizations is, you don't have to join shit. Just get up and do something. Just get up and take a look around and begin to think for yourself. See about making some positive changes. Whatever that means to you, see about making some positive changes to your reality.
One of the strongest ideas that I've seen out of all of this comes from actually the L316 nexus of the ONA. In their video, they keep repeating the same message, not in our name. Well, I guess what they're saying is, you don't speak for me. And I think that's something that for a long time people have been trying to scream, but eventually it just gets sniffled out, But who speaks for you? It should only be you.
Right. Right. Exactly. That's something that Anonymous has also called attention to, that these people, when these talking heads get on the television and tell you that, well, most people, think this way or most people think that way. Well, if you don't think that way, then you think you might be wrong. You begin to doubt yourself. But you're not alone. You're not by yourself out there thinking the way you think, whatever way that is. There are other people thinking like you. And it just takes a little bit of effort on your part to connect with those people and maybe make something happen.
Right. Like I've been saying over the past couple of weeks, man, it's time to draw the line in the sand. This is where I stand. This is how I believe. If you don't, believe or stand in the same place, then you belong on the other side of that line. And I think that once people see, where we all really are, then we might actually be able to make some forward progress as a race of people.
Right, and even with these different movements, even within these different movements, just like we're seeing now, there's going to be some conflict. there's going to be people that have different ideas about the direction that our society should go in, or different things that they're more concerned about than other things. So there's going to be conflict. Through that conflict, things will evolve. Things will improve. As long as we can agree that, you know what, we need to figure it out for ourselves and not be told how it is by somebody else. And that seems to be our biggest problem right now, is that there are too many people just willing to accept, you know, whatever's handed to them as this is the way it is, there's nothing you can do about it. Or if you try, I think I read somebody talking about, I don't know what form it was, somebody talking about it was maybe a Japanese proverb or something like that, that the nail that sticks out is the one that gets hammered down.
Yeah.
And that's the attitude that they want people to have. That's what they want people to think. That if you stand out, all you're asking is for people to come after you. Well, you know what? Stand out and stand strong. If they do come after you and you survive it, you're that much stronger.
Right. I mean, these are concepts that we've talked about in the satanic community for as long as I've been involved in it. You know, believe it or not, one of our mutual associates, a guy who's kind of, he's out there, said probably one of the brightest things I've ever heard about Satanists ever. And what he said was, being a Satanist isn't that you can never be knocked down. Being a Satanist is how quickly you'll get back up and do it again.
Right on. Right on. And there's a lot of bullshit about, you know, you're part of this organization or that organization, you're in this forum or that forum, and that has nothing to do with Satanism, you know? It's what you do. It's what you're willing to stand up for. It's, you know, how little shit you're willing to take from somebody else. It's exactly what it is. And if you get knocked out, you stand back up.
I kind of reflect for a minute on that movie Good Will Hunting. There's a scene where Robin Williams has Matt Damon pinned up against the wall, and he's talking about getting beaten, I think with rent or something like that. And he says, you know, you do it so you get hit again, and why? You just, you know, he gives this whole speech about how he just continues to do it blatantly in defiance, because it's just to that point where it doesn't matter any longer that you're being hurt. What matters is that you stand up against it. And this is something, I think this country is really heading towards. And we should be thankful for groups like Anonymous and the Order of Nine Angels, because maybe things can start to resolve before it ends up being what it's going to be. I mean, we're human beings. We're brutal. We're vicious, we're nasty, we're murderous, we are, and if you leave us with no choice, we will act on our own nature.
Right, and it's what's really unfortunate about the way things are now is it's not a stand-up fight. You're not being attacked directly. It's all a matter of degrees. It's all slight and subtle. It's all it's the idea of that toad or a frog being put in a pot of water. That if it's a boiling pot of water, as soon as you throw the frog in, it's hopping out. But if you have it in the pot of water and slowly turn the water up, turn the heat up in the water, the frog will just sit there and boil to death, not doing anything about its situation, because it's just dealing with it. It's just complacent about it. And that's where we are as a country. That's where we are as a society, is that we just take and, you know, deal with it. As, you know, as more and more of these so-called liberties, as the idea of freedom, whatever that means, is eroded, more and more we just accept, well, that's what we have to do for our own security. That's what we have to do to get along. That's what we have to do to make sure that, you know, I pay the rent next month or whatever. Instead of standing up and going, wait, this needs to stop. We need to stand up on our own two feet.
Right, and I mean, the fact that we're all going to have to come to is that we're not going to agree. And when we get there, are we going to approach it with an open mind rather than, just continue the same cycle? Because that's what I see happening.
You know, it's being willing to have that argument, being willing to have that debate. It's going to happen. we're not all going to agree. We're not all going to decide that this is the best way to go or that's the best way to go. But it's the inaction that's killing us.
Yeah,
complacency and apathy that's burning us.
As a boy, I had a group of friends that I hung out with a lot. Most of the games and things that we did together involved beating each other up, and I never really could figure out why. We disagreed, we argued, we bickered, we screamed, we had knockdown, drag-out, roll-around fights, but you could still find us every Friday night getting drunk together and listening to music and bullshitting. We were still tight. That, in my opinion, is how things really get worked out.
Right. Right.
So, I'm just kind of scratching my head here, man. We've had a real nice, solid movement the past few weeks towards staying focused on this. I was happy to see that the Fallen Edition's last episode was also staying focused in this kind of trajectory. I think that this is what we're going to do for a while. Make people look at the things that are influencing them and make a conscious choice where they're going to stand on it.
And it seems to be, it seems to be the thing to discuss. Of all the things that, we hear in the news and all the things that we hear about from the media and everything else that are meant to distract us from, we should actually be thinking about, people are reacting to all that crap and starting to wake up. They're starting to wake up and go, am I ready for, some sort of natural disaster, or am I just totally relying on the government? Am I ready for, the police state to come to my door and tell me that, my new job assignment or is this, or am I ready to, stand up and do something about it?
Right. I think that, we've got to ask ourselves these questions, and I think that, that's the most important thing that you can do at this point, is ask yourself these questions. They're hard questions to ask. So, I guess all I have to say, man, on that aspect, we got like 3 minutes left. Do you have anything going on?
No, I really don't have anything going on. Trying to think about this. My daughter Vanessa has really stepped up her game as an artist since we're wrapping up the show, and I'm working on her website. I'm working actually, she's got a section of the Creative Ice News website right now, and it doesn't really have any of her new stuff on it. But she's really just doing some amazing work. I'm not saying that just because I'm her dad. I'm saying it because I'm probably one of her harshest art critics, other than herself. And we're going to roll out a new website in September, and I think it's going to be pretty cool. So look for that on Creative Audio Studios.
Yeah, absolutely. That last picture I saw, man, just incredible. It looked like a blend of computer drawing and then digital filtering and Photoshop. It was just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, she knows more about that stuff than I do. So, she took a basic ink sketch, and from that ink sketch, that's what she cranked out. So it was very cool to see.
Right on, man. Far as me, I think we're just about to a point where next week I'll actually be able to announce the new website that I've got going, and this week This week will actually be the last week for fearthebeast.com. I'm going to be canceling it soon, so.
Right on. So, but yeah, moving on to bigger and better things. So, having had the little taste of what's to come, I'm excited about the transition.
I am too. It's definitely about time. It's a mature beast, Xenoph. So with all that being said, I guess we should roll the outro, huh, bud?
All right, man. We're out. Catch you later.
Thank you for listening.
listening to these opinions expressed by our guests or callers do not necessarily represent the opinions held by CC, Zach, Jason, Matt, or any other institution represented by them. If you have been offended by the production of this show, we are sorry, but this is the old expression goes. Tough luck. Special thanks to Dad, Rocky DeRoma, for his contribution to this outro. The Ooze is the Creative Oddity Studios product and is presented by Titanic International Network as its official blog talk radio show. Why waste your time with those other guys?
I see all this potential, and I see it squandered. God damn it, an entire generation pumping gas, waiting tables, slaves with white collars.